Just to give people an idea, I know you've talked to us before about Community Glow, and you've talked to a few people in the community and the media about it. But for those who don't know about Community Glow, what is it and how did it come to be?
So Community Glow is a free hot meal program. It's for anyone. It's not, there's no targeted demographic. It's whoever is hungry, we want to feed you. It came to be at the beginning of the, back in March when they started shutting the schools down. I was concerned how some of these students who depend on the school to get meals were going to get fed. And I was happy to see that there were a few programs already, like, ready to go and running, like United Way, Feed the 5,000. And so, but I still felt like I needed to do something. And my restaurant was not open during that time. So I decided to try and be more productive. I got with Lisa, and together we put together a plan and partnered with the Downtown Galesburg Business Association, and which is also a nonprofit organization, and that allowed us to start this program immediately without all of the red tape, like with, you know, the state and whatnot. So
yeah.
I had this idea. I called Lisa. A week later, we were cranking out food.
So is that kind of how you kind of got the nonprofit cover through the business association, so you can kind of operate as a nonprofit that way?
Yes.
That's good. Can you kind of, Lisa, talk about what your guys' strategy, I guess, is as far as keeping this going? I know you've gotten a lot of donations of food and money donations, but is there some idea of how you can keep this going for a longer term?
You know, as time goes on, we hope that we can do fundraisers in the area, something that will give back to the community as well. And Helica has mentioned wanting to start cooking classes and things like that. When she had Glow Bar and Helica was doing the dinner club, and maybe something like that would be a good fundraiser. Just, I guess, general sourcing for now. I think this is probably more of an Helica question, though, dear, if you want to reboard that one and ask it to her.
Yeah, Anelika, do you have any idea on how Community Glow can keep going for the long term?
Well, we've been really fortunate to get the donations from restaurants with their surplus, or the financial donations from just general people. But the plan was to sort of revisit the supper club idea. I also am working on a website where we can collect online donations more efficiently, and also sort of set up a premise where you can get a meal from us while providing a meal to another. So sort of like a meal prep program for that, which is incredibly popular. Meal prep is like all the rage for everyone who just does not have the time.
Yeah. Anelika, could you talk a little bit about the Glow Bar's philosophy of, you know, anybody that needs a meal can get one, no questions asked? I'm wondering because I'm sure some people could be cynical and think, well, it's good to help those in need, but some people might take advantage. But how do you explain how Community Glow's philosophy works? Or how do you think of
it? So the way that we do food, this is what kind of sort of separates us from some of the other food programs here in town, is that, one, we do hot meals, and two, we plan for the meals of people that sign up. So it's not a first come, first serve thing. We will never turn a person away. So if you need a meal, we will make sure that you get a meal. Which means that if there is somebody taking advantage of the system, which I don't believe is really taking advantage, because at the end of the day, food is love. And it's not about, like I said, we don't have eligibility requirements. So it is not for anybody else to decide whether or not someone is taking advantage. So if they feel like they need a meal or they need a little extra love that day, or it's been a hard, you know, it doesn't, you don't have to be homeless or recently jobless or things like that to need that kind of care and attention as well, I guess. And to sign up is not to take away a sign up from another person. Everybody gets fed. So if somebody is taking advantage of the system and, you know, in other people's minds, it's not taking away a plate from someone else.
And Lisa, could you talk about the meals themselves that you prepare? Because, you know, I've seen some of these on social media and they look, you know, like very good meals, not just a cold sandwich in a brown bag. So could you tell us a little bit about the meals that you guys do prepare?
Absolutely. So we've been very fortunate to receive donations from Sitka Salmon and Double J Pastures and other local places that provide very amazing products. And we want to be able to do those products justice. And just to, and the staff that we have, our volunteer crew, are all incredibly talented. And Helica is, you know, a very talented chef. Felicia Dunn, head chef at Iron Spike, she does an amazing job. And we have the ability to make them awesome, so why wouldn't we? we've done, Helica, what's your favorite that we've done?
Ooh, I like to do the crazy flavor profiles, like coconut curry, things like that. But I have to say some of my favorite ones are when we just do, like, good old-fashioned comfort food, but on another level. Mm. So, like, when we do biscuits and gravy, but it's, like, with sage and smoke and things like that. Or ham and beans, but we're doing hocks and, you know, it's that good comfort food, but, like, nothing your grandma's ever made.
Yeah. And and now you guys move into the Armory on Broad Street, which Trillium Dell is recently taken over. But they, I know that they've said from the beginning that they wanted to do things like a community kitchen. Can you talk about how kind of this came to be, Angelica, and what this move to the Armory will allow you to do?
So when we first started the program, we were working out of First Baptist Church. They were gracious enough to let us use their kitchen while the church was closed to their, what's the word? Not parishioners. Is it parishioners? I never went to a church. So
I think parishioners could work, or congregation, yes. Church members.
Yeah. So the church was not operating at the time, and they do have a nonprofit that works out of their kitchen as well, but a lot of their volunteers were at risk for COVID-19, so they thought it would be safe to just, you know, shut down the program temporarily to protect everyone. And so that meant the kitchen had no one using it. So we moved in there knowing that it was a temporary location. And then from day one, we were looking for a more long-term option. And a friend of mine, Meg Robbins, she was actually the previous owner of Glow Bar.
Mm.
And she suggested that we reach out to the Armory. And I called another friend who was looking to start baking bread out of there. Mm. And she got me the contact info. And then I called Rick Collins and told him what I'm trying to do. And then he was like immediately on board. And so I'm excited because, it seems like I've always worked in really tiny kitchens, and it's exciting to move into like a bigger space, with more working space, more working equipment, and which means we can pump out way more meals.
Yeah. And do you know when you'll be, up and running in the Armory?
The kitchen is running on schedule. They're expecting to be done in a couple of weeks here. Once that is done, the health department and the city will do their inspection, give the green light, and then we get to move in.
And is it right, on Helica at least, that you're starting to grow food for Community Glow?
Yeah. Okay, so this is... this is a project that I'm really excited about, but one of those things that I know very, very little about. So this is a learning experience for me to grow my own food. I want the garden to be successful enough, big enough to take care of the neighborhood that it's growing in, but also help sustain the program to keep food costs low and just really use as fresh as possible product, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't actually expect that the garden will be a part of the program this year, maybe next year, as I'm, like I said, learning different things, but it'll definitely help out the neighborhood that it's growing in for the time being.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly moving in a, it's nice that you've got passion and vision for something, you know?
Oh, thank you.
So, Lisa, what should people do if they would like to get a meal from you guys? Is there a number to call, an email? What do they got to do?
There is an email, but until we get into the armory, we are not actually putting meals out at the moment. So we are on hold for a few weeks. When we do get in there, though, you can send us an email at communityglow61401, which is community GLO. There's no W on that.
Mm-hmm.
61401@gmail.com. And let us know how many meals you need, and we'll be able to give you a pickup date. It's pretty much that simple.
Okay. And if anybody wants to help you guys, is there any way that they could reach out that way?
Absolutely. If anyone's interested in helping us out, just hit us up there, and when we can need you, we'll let you know.
Okay. Anything else that you guys would like to talk about? Anything that we haven't covered?
I don't know. I guess that I'm just really excited that we're going into the armory, also because more than one kind of use will be in the kitchen. It feels more like a think tank. There's going to be a couple of like cottage businesses that will be moving in there, some bakers and things like that. And to be able to connect with people that are cooking in different ways is like exciting to me. And I could talk about food all day. So to be able to be with other people who are not necessarily doing the same thing, but we can like give each other ideas or inspiration or even help in some way, makes me really happy